We're here at the Commodity Classic in Phoenix. With me is Karen Scanlon with the Conservation Technology and Information Center, CTIC. And they are here this year celebrating the International Year of Soils, right, Karen?
That's right. We are. 2015 is the International Year of Soils. And Conservation Technology Information Center has always supported soil health by promoting conservation systems. That is a great combination of practices that can build up soil quality and protect other resources while being a productive and profitable system for farmers. And here at the Commodity Classic, we're celebrating the Year of Soils by giving out gummy worms along with a recipe for building a fun, healthy soil treat. And so families can take these home and build up a fun and tasty treat with their kids and learn about soils and how important they are.
Well, I saw you not too long ago at the first Soil Health Summit in St. Louis, part of the Soil Health Partnership. How is CTIC a part of the Soil Health Partnership?
Well, we're a wonderful supporter of Soil Health Partnership. Several of our members are part of the partnership, National Corn Growers and the Nature Conservancy, Environmental Defense Fund, and Monsanto. So CTIC supports the partnership, and we are happy to help in any way we can by identifying farmers who can join the farmer network and support the research that they're doing and all that we can learn about how we can improve soil health and farmers can benefit from that.
What did you think about that summit?
It was very informative. It was great to see the farmers who are participating, and I had the opportunity to sit in a breakout group with farmers who are just getting engaged, and there's a lot of question, but I was really encouraged by all the interest that farmers have in trying these practices and really being part of something new to get information for their farm and to share it with others. They were very eager to share what they're learning, and that was encouraging to see.
Well, I understand that you have just completed a cover crop survey. Is that right?
Well, we're doing our third cover crop survey, and we're just opening up the questionnaire and the survey this year for a new round of survey with farmers across the country. So we published the 2013-2014 growing season cover crop survey that came out November of last year. So now we have the 2015 cover crop survey is available for farmers. Whether or not they do cover crops, we want all farmers to take the survey so we can get learn more about how farmers value cover crops or what questions they have. And we're really focused on the benefits, including economic benefits of this practice. So the survey will help us learn more and provide better information out to farmers about how they can use cover crops in their operations.
Well, we've been on the CTIC Conservation and Action Tours for the last few years. Last year, we went to the Everglades, which was awesome. So what do we got coming up in 2015 for the Conservation and Action Tour?
This year, our tour is going to go to Minnesota. We will be south and east of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And August 11th and 12th, we will be taking the tour. And we have a great team of local partners helping us put together this event, and we're going to focus on partnerships that are driving conservation success in Minnesota. So we're excited to put that together, and we hope you'll join us again.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Karen. Here at the Commodity Classic in Phoenix, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.